I open my eyes to goodness everywhere. I open my eyes to goodness everywhere. What a wonderful thing to do. What a wonderful way to live my life. How wonderful to be that way, to open my eyes to goodness everywhere. Everywhere I look, I see goodness. Everywhere I look, I see happiness. Everywhere I look, I see people enjoying life and doing it to the fullest every single moment. There's not one moment, there's not one evidence, there's not one action which is not enjoying life, not enjoying goodness everywhere. It's my choice. It's my choice to open my eyes and see goodness everywhere, recognize it everywhere, see it in everyone, see it in everything, and everywhere I go, I open my eyes and I see goodness everywhere. I've just been hired by the Goodness radio station, and they have hired me to go around and see goodness everywhere. They are paying me a salary to go around and see goodness everywhere. Now, they're not paying me to see partly goodness, but they're paying me to see all goodness. So I go out of my office each morning, and I look at my world, and I look at the things that are going on. I go into for a cup of coffee, or I go to the store, or I go and visit with friends, or I go in to do anything at all, and I open my eyes to the goodness everywhere, because that's why I'm being paid. Now, I've got to keep a record. I have to keep a record, and I must write down what this goodness is that I open my eyes to and see everywhere. I must keep a record of it. Okay, I keep a record of it, and I see the children at play and being happy with one another. And it is so good to see them. I see a man take his wife on a Ferris wheel, and they're riding up and down and up and down, and they're just so happy. There's nobody else around. There's no responsibilities. It's just the two of them having the Ferris wheel all to themselves. And they're looking out, and they say, "Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? Oh, goody, goody, goody." Kind of silly, isn't it? But that's what it's made of. That's what goodness is made of, silliness. And this couple are riding on the Ferris wheel, and they're spending moment after moment, hour after hour, sitting there. You think they would surely get tired of it. But no, I don't think that. I think that they are enjoying goodness. I open my eyes to goodness everywhere. Okay, I get in my car, and I drive down the street, and I see up ahead the traffic has stopped for some reason. And so my first thought is, oops. And my second thought is, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. I open my eyes to goodness everywhere. And then I open my eyes to see what's going on. And lo and behold, all the traffic has stopped. And I get out of my car. And I go up to the front car and I see it standing there. And cars coming from the other direction have stopped too. And I think, what is this? There are no policemen around. There's no accident. There's no problem. And I open my eyes to goodness everywhere. And I see a mother duck with her ducklings walking across the road. And everyone has stopped gently, lovingly, in the goodness of their heart, saying, isn't that charming? Isn't that beautiful? They may have many things that demand their attention. They have to be someplace. They're supposed to get appointments to meet, but they stop because they see this mother duck take her ducklings across the road, and all of them watch. And there are some dogs and cats, and there are some children, there are some mothers and fathers. Everyone is watching and smiling, the biggest smile you could ever imagine. I open my eyes to goodness everywhere. And after the ducks have gotten across the street and they go where they're going to go, I'm not worried about them. Nobody's worried. They just go off to where they're going to be because they're surrounded by my pure white light of love, my pure white light of goodness. I open my eyes to goodness everywhere, and truly, that's just what I see. And I go back to my car, and I get in the car, and little by little, the traffic continues, not in a rush. Everyone seems to have missed an appointment or missed a schedule that they had, but they're not concerned. Their hearts are filled with the goodness of that mother duck walking across the street with her ducklings. And they had their cameras going, and they had their cell phones going, telling everybody about it. Hey, you know what's going on here? I'm down in the street there, and I can't get to the office yet because there's a mother duckling walking with her ducklings across the street. Can you imagine that? And there are eight of them, and they're all in a line and going tuck, 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 tuck across the street. And my friends on the other end of the line listen, and they say, oh, that's so sweet. Oh, that's so beautiful. Oh, that is so wonderful. I open my eyes to goodness everywhere, and I see it. I went into a restaurant for a cup of coffee, and I sat down at a table. And at the table behind me, I could hear some people talking. And they were saying, oh, I would like this, but I don't think so. And I looked around, and I saw that they were a people who might not have abundance. And so I said to the waitress, quietly to myself, I said, waitress, whatever they would like to have, give it to them and tell them it's on the house today. And ask them, whatever they'd like to have, it's on the house today, and I'll pay for it. And so the waitress went to the two people and said, what would you like? And they said, well, my budget calls for a cup of coffee and a donut. And the waitress said, no, somebody's looking over you. Today you have come in and you have earned or received our special award for the customer of the day. And everything is on the house. And no matter what it is you order, you order anything you like, and it's on the house. So just take the menu and study it for a while and see what you'd like to have. And so I sit there listening to what's going on at the back table, and I have a smile in my eyes, a smile in my heart. I open my eyes to goodness everywhere. And, yeah, I created that, but why not? Why not? I could afford to create that. That's no big deal. And so when they were done and they left the restaurant, I was still there enjoying myself. I had no rush. And the waitress came up to me and said, you know, their entire meal only cost $20. And she said, and sir, it was on the house. Yes, it was on the house. No, you don't owe anything. It was on the house. Well, my goodness sakes, what a wonderful restaurant. I'm going to tell all my friends that of all the restaurants in town, this is the place to go. And she, the waitress, said, thank you. Thank you. I open my eyes to goodness everywhere. And when I splash it out, it just splashes right back on me and makes me feel 100 feet tall, makes me feel supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, makes me feel wonderful, brings tears to my eyes, joy to my heart. I open my eyes to goodness everywhere, and that goodness, as I let it be, let my heart pour out in that goodness, it shines back in other goodness. Maybe not somebody paying the bill that I offered to pay, but it's in everything that happens. So I open my eyes to goodness everywhere, and I write this down. That's what my boss said. That's my job, is to do that, to find goodness everywhere, to open your eyes and see goodness everywhere, and write it down and tell me where you did it. Well, I went through the rest of the day, and I wrote down all sorts of things. I was just batting 1,000. And I came back to the office, and my boss said to me, well, what have you got? And I gave it to him, and he said, beautiful. Take the rest of the day off. Have a wonderful time. You did a beautiful job, and I'm proud of you. I opened my eyes to goodness everywhere, and we all don't have the responsibility or the privilege or the opportunity to write down all the things that we open our eyes to and see the goodness around us. But I guarantee you, if you start doing it today, everything in your life will go topsy-turvy, and you will have goodness everywhere around you forevermore. Tune in to it. It's a wonderful experience. I open my eyes to goodness everywhere, and lo and behold, there it is right in front of me. It was there all the time, but now I'm training myself to be aware of it. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.